Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love. Ooh, yeah. Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? What's up, dude? What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. G. Wright. It's so good to be here with you guys. It's so very good. You know, I'm definitely grateful for support, for the prayers. Thank you for those who hit me up. I was on vacation, went visit a buddy of mine who got married, and got a chance to see some family, some friends, and got a chance to meet some other friends. You know, if you know me, you know I'm excited. I love people. I become excited, you know, since I got to tune that energy down. But it's all good. It's all good. It's so good to be here with you guys tonight. You know, tonight, guys, you know, we're headed toward, you know, Father's Day is this coming Sunday. You know, if your father's alive, mine is alive, spend some time with your family if you can. Spend some time with your family. With your fathers, if you can. It's good to be here with you guys tonight, for real. And I hope you guys are doing well, wherever you guys are. I hope you guys are doing well. You know, it's good. Again, it's so good. It's good to be here. Tonight, getting started, I'm playing the song, and I hope you guys like it. You know, the biggest thing, guys, is that we are in tune. And we stay focused, stay focused. You know, we're going through things. People are going through things. You never know what people are going through. But I think that people have a problem with communication nowadays. It's just, but we're going to get into that. I'm going to play a song. This song is called Gotta Pray, and I'll be right back tonight.
This is serious.
You gotta pray, you gotta pray, you gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah,
things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray.
Believe
God, I really hears you.
Believe
God, I really loves you.
Believe
His word is true. Blessings for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe. Oh yeah.
You gotta pray.
To pray.
Our Father who art in heaven,
God really hears you. God really loves you. His word is true. God's blessings for you. His truth for you. Holy. if you believe.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Gotta Pray. Check it out. That's on iTunes. I go by G Wright Music. I'm Reverend Dr. G Wright. It's so good to be here with you guys tonight. Some of you guys stayed through after that song. I thank you guys for staying with me. Tonight's message, navigating through the turbulent times, the turbulent weathers, navigating. You know, how many of you guys have been going through some things, God? You've been seeing God move in your life. You've been seeing God move things out of your life. It's amazing. I was thinking about this particular message this past weekend. I said I was in Dallas and I had the opportunity to spend some time with family and friends and see one of my buddies get married, and that was great. And when I was while I was there, and I was over at my brother and sister's house, I'll tell you this. There was some turbulent weather, you know. It was some weather, you know. It's a different type of storming in Dallas. It's a different notch type of storming in Dallas. And it was just amazing. It's just amazing. How many of you guys know that when you're going through life, you're going through life's lessons, you're going through life, you're going to come across some storms, some small storms, some major storms. But hopefully today we are encouraged and you are encouraged that regardless of whatever it is that we go through, that God will bring us through it, that he's able to bring us through it, and that he's able to keep us. What's going on, Auntie Waddles? You know, so tonight, guys, I'm talking to you about navigating through turbulent weather, navigating through turbulent times, just navigating, period, just navigating. It's your coping skills. You know, sometimes I talk to people about coping skills. What are your coping skills? What do you do that helps you to get through things that you're going through? You know, one of the things I can say for myself, guys, is that I've always seen my mother. She's a praying woman. She was on her knees praying every morning I woke up. Praying. You know, my grandparents, praying people. You know, listen to this. God will keep you. I've seen God keep my mother through a lot of things. I've seen God keep me. I've seen God keep those loved ones in my life. I've seen God keep us. And listen to this. Navigating through turbulent weather is so important. and that you understand what you need to do, how you need to do it. We're dealing with some things today. We're dealing with times where people don't want to talk. People just want to text. No one wants to be accountable for what they say. You know, you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you can't do it, you say, I can't do it. But you keep your word and you do that. But guess what? That's not happening always. You know, and life is happening. Life is happening. So we have to be aware that things are going on. And you just don't, we just don't know what people are going through, what people are dealing with. You know, but tonight's message, navigating through turbulent weather. I'm coming to you from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. May Lord have blessed to the reading of his word. You know, tonight, guys, navigating through turbulent weather, you know, one of the things I want to let you know is that life is going to happen. Even though Jesus knew what, you know, what was going to happen, but it says right here, then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. So like, okay, we're following Jesus. We're in, getting into the boat. How many guys are, you know, God is leading you. He's guiding you. You're saying, okay, Lord, you're putting this on my heart for me to do. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow you and do what you have called me to do. But how many of you guys know that sometimes in following the Lord, sometimes things happen. Even though God, of course, knows what's going to happen, we're the ones who don't know. They're like, okay, Jesus went to the boat. I'm following. How many of you guys are following? You know, so here they are. They're following. They're following. This says right here, without warning. See, life is going to happen. I want you to understand that life is, there's no such thing as life might happen. Life is going to happen. Sometimes you have some good times. Doom, and sometimes you have some bad times. Doom. And sometimes you might have some in-between times. But guess what? Life is going to happen. You're going to have some ups. You got some downs. You got some mountaintop experiences. You have some valley low, some low valley experiences. You're gonna go through some things. You're gonna experience things because that is life. So navigating through turbulent times, you know what's going on. Amen, Keisha. Now, so let's listen to this. Let me go back to where I was. Okay, so listen. Without a warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. See, the thing about it is this, guys. Furious storms are going to happen in your life. They can happen at any time. But when you're following God, when you're following Jesus, I want you to understand something, that life is going to happen to everyone at some point in time. You are going to experience life when you're following Jesus. You see, Jesus was asleep. He was sleeping. But this thing, this without warning, this furious storm came. Now listen to this, like I said, I was in Dallas, right? And it was raining sideways. It's like it was raining sideways. It was crazy. I hadn't seen rain quite like that. But it was crazy. I was like, man, is there a tornado coming or something? But listen to this. Sometimes life happens like that. And let's say if you are on a boat. I've been on a boat where with my family, on a family trip back in the early 2000s, or it might have been the late 1990s or early 2000s. And I'm going to tell you this. That was some furious water. That was a furious storm. Those waves were so high that people were laid out, stretched out on the main lobby level. And women with full sequins gowns and guys in there. Some men were in their tuxedos because the waves were that bad. Have you ever been in something like that, a furious storm? And you're probably wondering, God, do you see me? Do you see what I'm going through? Do you see what I'm experiencing? Now, if you know me, you know, I was like, let me see how big these waves were. Let me see how close I can see what's going on. God, just want to know what's going on. And I saw that as the ship went down, all the water in the swimming pool was all the way out, all the way out. And then when it came back up on the wave, all the water came back, fell back into the pool. You know, of course, no one was out there, and I was just looking at the side. You know, they had to get myself to some safety. But guess what? Fierce storms are going to happen. Life is going to happen. And when you're following God, you might think, okay, is this supposed to happen? Where are you, God? Because life is happening. I'm going through, and this thing is scaring me to death. I need your help. It says this in verse 25. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. To me, guys feel like, or have ever felt like, Lord, I need you to save me because I feel like I'm going to drown here. I feel like I cannot make it without this person. I cannot make it without that person. I can't make it without this person. Sometimes God removes crutches. And one thing I'm telling you about, I'm learning on this journey, guys, I'm learning on this journey called life, is that you're going to have some different types of storms. You're going to have some furious storms. You're going to have some storms you think are not that bad, but they are. You're going to underestimate the storms. Sometimes you're going to overestimate the storms. But sometimes, guys, the storms are going to just be there. And sometimes you're saying, Lord, help me. I need your help. Do you see me? I'm going to drown. Have you guys ever been there? Have you ever been there? Where there's nowhere to hide, yet turbulent weather, yet turbulent times, turbulent storms, and there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. This storm is surrounding you. This storm is to your left, to your right, the north, south. You're in the middle and in the midst of this great storm. And here, Jesus is sleeping. And they are losing their minds up in there. They're losing their minds because they're like, I need you. And I can imagine something where like, I followed him. If I would have stayed there, I wouldn't be in this storm right now. If I would have stayed over here where it was safe, where I knew the people, I would be good. But here I am following Jesus, and I'm on this boat, and we're about to drown. Have you seen those shows, those boat shows, those, you know, sailor shows, and they're looking for catch, they're looking for, you know, that whole business. You know, you've seen those TV shows. Have you seen a show where there's a storm, and there's a ship in the storm, and people are losing their minds? Guess what, guys? Sometimes we might be experiencing that in our lives because we might feel as if we're experiencing so much change, so much hurt, so many different things that we don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you this tonight. You are not exempt from the storm. I want to tell you tonight that you are not exempt from the storm. You know, wouldn't it be nice to think that, oh, I don't have to have some trying times. I don't have to have some what-if moments in my life. Wouldn't it be so nice if we did not have to go through those things? But guess what? With life, we're going to go through those things. With life, we're going to have some times where we feel like, why me? So-and-so isn't going through that. Why this person has to be so nasty? Why me? Why me? Lord, why me? I'm here to tell you tonight that there's no testimony without a test. If you want to get to the next side, if you want to go through that thing, if you want to experience God in your life, I want you to understand tonight that there's no testimony without a test. How do you know how strong your faith is if your faith hasn't been tested? How do you know? And sometimes, guys, it is rough. But guess what? You are not alone. You are not alone. In this story in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27, Jesus was sitting up here lying down. He was asleep. When disciples went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. You see, they were surrounded by water, and it did not look good. You know, one of the things about it is that sometimes, I don't know about you, but I think like sometimes we read these stories in the Bible, and we're like, that's so crazy. Why do they do that? If it was me, if I was the one going through that, I would have done X, Y, and Z. And then guess what? You end up going through that, and you realize, you know, guess what? It can happen to the best of us. Our faith can be shaken. And we're judging each other. We're judging these characters and these people and just not realizing that sometimes, guys, we can do the exact same thing. We might be even worse. You know, Jesus replied to them, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Now, mind you, they had been with Jesus. They had seen him. They had seen him work in their lives. They had experienced him. He's like, why are you so afraid? It's easy for us to trust God when things seem to be going well, when it seems like everything is going in our favor. It's so easy to say, I trust you, Lord, when it seems like God is answering all my prayers. And you're following God, you're following him. He's saying, do this. The Holy Spirit is leading you to do that. And he's talking with you. And then life happens. God has not stopped being God. He has not stopped being God. He has not stopped working it out for you. But he has not stopped caring for you. He has not stopped loving you. He has not stopped trying to make a way for you. But guess what? Sometimes we have to go through something. And sometimes, guys, in our lives, we have to decide, is this worth it? Is it worth it to be afraid? Is it worth it when we've seen and have experienced God move in our lives? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, well, I went through some hard times, you know, and some years ago. Now it's amazing. These years are going by so quickly now. I could say probably about 7 years ago. Before I could say, like, last year, there's years, a couple of pounds. Well, 7 years ago, when things were really, really rough, 7, 8 years ago, you know, and I was in this thing, this place. It's like, listen, God, sometimes it can be rough when we take our focus off of God. Even when we have our focus on God, life is happening. You know, the waves, if you're in the middle of a storm, the water might be splashing you in the face. You still got to say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. And sometimes, guys, you might feel like you're alone. But listen to this, you are not alone. Sometimes you might feel like, God, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to tell you this. You are not alone. In this scriptural passage, disciples recognized that Jesus was with them. They were not by themselves. Sometimes you can forget, you might think you're by yourself, but just remember who called you. Who said, follow me? Who opened up those doors and said, okay, this is what I want you to do next? Who opened up those doors? Who made these things, particular things in your heart for you to do? Just know that you are not alone. See, the disciples recognized that Jesus was with them. The storm was raging. The storm was the water was raging. The water was around them. They were in the midst of this thing. But they knew, let me call on Jesus. They called on Jesus. They knew who was with them. See, sometimes, guys, we have to remember that we're not in this thing alone. Sometimes we have to remember and realize that we're not in this thing alone. Why are we doing this thing called life, guys? Why are we doing this thing called life? We've got to remember that we've got to know. You have to know. I have to know. We have to know and remember who we can call on. Who can call? You know, back in the 80s, you know, something saved the neighborhood. We don't call Ghostbusters. Call Jesus. Call on the Holy Spirit. God, I need you. I need you now. You've got to know who to call and who you can call on. And then listen, then be humble. Humble yourself. Listen, guys, if it was meant for us to live this life by ourselves, we wouldn't need people. But guess what? I need you, you need me. We need each other. It's not about being Lone Ranger Christians. You know, guys, knowing who to call. Listen, during this season, guys, it's been something else for me. You know, navigating through this thing called life without my mother, one of my best friends. You know, it's rough. And knowing, like, when people say they're going to do things, then do it. It's different. But you know what, guys? Listen to this. One thing I know, and I've come to know, is this. God will never leave us. God will never leave us, or will he forsake us. And it's amazing, like, during this time, you know, when people say, oh, you can call me, you can talk to me, you can do this, you can do that. When it comes time for that, people are not there. But guess what? Guess who's never going to leave us forsaken? God will never leave us. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, of our hearts, and he's knocking. The Holy Spirit is with us, living within us, if we allow him to. Filling us. You know, God, sometimes people aren't going to be there, but guess what? God is going to be there. And in the midst, when you're going through, guess what? God is there. So this life is a lot different. It's a lot different than I expected, you know. But I'm also grateful that in the midst of the storms, whether small storms, low-key storms, high-risk storms, that God is there with me. God is there with you. We've got to know, remember who to call. And be humble. Humble yourself. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 says this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Cast your burdens. Cast your anxiety on Jesus. He cares for you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You might feel like, Lord, I feel like I'm about to lose control. Nothing made me lose control. Lord, help me. I need you. And God says, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Seek my face. Keep me first. Seek me. I've got you. Sometimes, guys, it's not about calling this person or calling that person. And, you know, it's about calling on Jesus. Calling on Jesus. And staying focused, guys. Listen to this. Things might become rough, right? And things might appear to be done and over, but God's got you. God has you. You are not alone. You're not alone. Life is going to happen. Sometimes things won't look good. You might be in some turbulent weather, but you're going to be okay because you are not alone, because God is there with you. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. You know, in this season, guys, it is a matter of saying, you know what, let me focus on what the Lord is telling me to do in my life. And then listen to this. While you're going in the storm, guys, you got to check your foundation. You know, when you go through new storms, are you able to get through the storm? Are you able to survive? Is everything built on the Word of God, or was it built on, well, this person said this? Listen, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, it reads, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words and abide and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You guys, the wise and foolish builders. He says, Jesus said, if you hear these words of mine and you do them, you're like the man that built his house on the rock. So guys, in this whole thing, make sure you have a solid foundation that is built on the word of God. Are you treating your neighbors the way you want to be treated? You know, guys, sometimes, guys, we're not as kind to each other. We're not as kind to one another. But would you want someone to treat you like that? You know, so when you're going through life, when you're going through different things, guys, how are you relating? Do you have a strong foundation? Do you have a solid foundation? Are you loving your neighbor as you love yourself? You know, where I've messed up, I pray, Lord, please forgive me. Where I've treated someone unkindly, where I've not been as nice as I should have been. Listen, when you're going through things like that, you know, we've got to be able to understand who to run to. We have to make sure that our foundation is solid. That means we're hearing the word of God. We're doing what God has told us in his word. We're doing what Jesus instructed us to do. We're loving each other the way he wants us to love each other. We're treating each other with respect. We're honoring our words. We're honoring all these different things. While you're going through some things, guys, you know, I want to also tell you this. It's very important that you also encourage yourself. Sometimes, guys, this thing called life, when we're going through things, sometimes people aren't going to be there because it's meant for you to go down that path. It's meant for you in that season to experience some of the things that you are experiencing. So the question becomes, what do I do? What do we do? We encourage ourselves. Listen, guys, you are going to be tried. You come out like pure gold, right? 8 o'clock, sister singing that song. Come out like pure gold. You're going to be tried in the fire. You're going to be tried in circumstances, because how do you know what your faith is unless you've been tried? How do you know what you've gone through if you don't have a test in order to have a testimony? Some of us, we just want to have a testimony. We don't want the test. But listen, your test will come. Life, because life is going to happen, and you are going to be tried. You are going to be tried. And that's the truth, guys. You are going to be tried. And listen, guys, people, you know, I'm telling you this. I'm not going to lie. I've been seeing some crazy things and experiencing some crazy things in this season since my mother's been gone, for real, for real. You know, things I've experienced life, of course. But it's like, man, these some crazy people out here. Sometimes we are crazy. You know, listen, guys, you're going to be tried. Make sure your foundation is built on God's word, right? But you must remember to put God's word into action in your life. It's not enough for me to say, oh, I love, and if I don't show love. It doesn't mean don't have boundaries. Yes, you have boundaries. Create boundaries. Boundaries are good. Boundaries are good to have. Let me stay on focus. Let me stay on topic. Navigating through the turbulent weather, navigating the turbulent times. While you're navigating, guys, stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Put God's word to action in your life. So if you're going to love love. You know, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. I could quote this by memory, but I'm not going to try tonight. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love my brother yet, anyone says, I love God yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he's giving us his command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Are we building each other up or are we trying to tear each other down? Speak the truth in love. Do the word of God. Put that into action. Use your words. Be kind to one another. We're going through. Not because he first loved us. Do it as you have been doing to God. God's